The planning began in February, and the event itself will take place on the 10th and 11th of September. We've been booking stalls. I think we've actually, right on the last knockings of the stalls which are available on the green, we have been encouraging the villagers of Lovenham through the year, beginning right in the dark days of before spring, to think about the scarecrows that they might want to build, because we have to bring together here three things. We need to bring together the food, the drink, the entertainment, all those things on the green. But we need to bring thousands of people in, as we have always done. This will be our 20th Scarecrow Festival. But the thing that really brings all of that together and brings out the smiles are the scarecrows. And that's up to the people of Lovenham. Now, they've delivered year after year after year, and it's been fantastic and has raised all those smiles. And along the way, some money as well for village causes, which is good. But we've had a break of 2 years, haven't we? And we all wait to see, are we going to be deluged with people? Are people going to be a bit hesitant about building scarecrows? We wait to see. A lot of work has gone in. A great deal more has to go in between now and the weekend itself. But we're very optimistic, very hopeful. The event tomorrow, leading up to the Lovenham Scarecrow Festival, is the first of the great straw giveaways, where, and you can read from, the title of it, we meet on the green with a truck full of straw to give away to villagers so that they can create their masterpieces. We actually repeat the giveaway the following weekend. On both weekends, it's Saturday between 2 and 4, and all you have to do is turn up and get your free straw. What's different about tomorrow, and we really encourage everyone to come along, is that we're going to be running a workshop for scarecrow building. So all those scarecrow creators who might be out there thinking, oh, I don't know, I want to do something different, might want to take inspiration from other people in the past who, for example, have developed really impressive ways of building scarecrows, including a lot of things like chicken wire and spray paint and straw, but also straw braiding. There was a fantastic, a few years ago, there was a fantastic scarecrow, which was Rapunzel, in somebody's first floor window. And the hair for Rapunzel, which was braided straw with lovely little flowers in it, came all the way down to the ground floor and all the way around their front garden as well. So the quality of scarecrows at Lovenham Scarecrow Festival has always been absolutely fantastic. And the idea of tomorrow's workshop between 2 and 4 is to encourage people to, really let themselves go, but to show them how they can make the most of the things they can do. I in the past, frankly, I've copped out. I got a poseable skeleton from a well-known retailer, full size, and dressed it up. Now, you might think, and you'd probably be right, that's cheating. So there are many ways to there are many ways to put scarecrows together, but they will be, that people will be looking at that tomorrow. And then the following weekend, we're having a giveaway again between 2 and 4 on Saturday, because some people will be away on holiday at the moment, won't be able to get their straw. And some people, frankly, will have built their scarecrows and found that maybe the left leg is empty or something like that, and they need a bit more. And we'll be encouraging people to come along and do that. And then the following weekend, 11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, the whole Scarecrow weekend kicks off, and HFM's sound will appear on the green. The great thing about the Scarecrow Festival is it's not all the action on the green. Actually, people will be going around the streets. And you go around the streets. We have maps on the walls. We made up these big sort of yard-wide maps so people can see where they might find scarecrows. So they're all in Foxton Road and Lawton Road. They're in Little Plough. You'll find them all the way around the green and down Rushes Lane and Westgate Lane and School Lane and Old Hall Lane. They're all over the place, and that's part of the joy for families to come for. And I think this is important to say: a free day out. We don't charge for entry. We don't charge for parking. So hard-pressed families at this moment can actually have a day where they can trundle around with the kids, finding the scarecrows wherever they are. They'll all be in little nooks and crannies and so forth. They're not all in your face by any means, and that's part of the smiles part of the Scarecrow Festival. It's coming across a scarecrow you weren't expecting round a little corner, and that's what we see all over the place, people smiling. We do a lot of other stuff as well. I mean, I say it's free. It's important to remember that one of the purposes is to to try and raise some money for village causes, which we've done very successfully in the past. So there's a raffle. It's entirely optional, but if you want to win 150 quid, a quid will get you into that. And there are many other things going on the green as well.